Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense.
Wanna lie, you ain't cool. Yeah.
Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, it is, and it's The Squeak. Welcome to the first show of 2017. My name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
Hope you've had a good one.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's good to be back. We've had 2 weeks off. It's been weird, hasn't it?
It's been nice and relaxing and, well, for the most part, as relaxing as Christmas gets.
Yeah. Did you have a good one?
Yeah, yeah. I went to the Royal Leamington Spa.
Yeah, don't forget the Royal.
Yeah, and enjoyed good time with family down there.
Good.
I became a human climbing frame for a 5-year-old.
Oh, wow.
It's immense fun. For about 3 days running.
Oh, right. Yeah. Excellent, yeah. do you like kids?
Yeah, but I couldn't eat an old one.
An old one?
A whole one, I meant to say.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well. Close enough.
Never mind. Yeah. What about New Year? What did you get up to? You weren't down at the Royal Leamington Spa then, were you? You'd come back.
No, came back. Just had a nice, quiet New Year in and just got drunk in the house.
Yeah.
Watched some Robbie Williams bringing in the New Year on the BBC.
Yeah, you know, we did as well. And he caused a bit of a stir by... he shook a load of people's hands, didn't he? And then went straight to the antibacterial hand wash.
Yeah, but they've made a big deal of this.
It was just a joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just quite a joke actually. That he does at all of his shows.
Quite funny. Yeah. No, it was good. It was good. I like his new single, to be honest. I'm liking
it. Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
I was... he's doing a few gigs this summer, supported by Erasure.
Wow.
Yeah, Erasure, so, and Robbie Williams.
Which date are you going to?
It's like the 1990s calling me again.
Yeah, no, I like Robbie, to be fair. I've never been to see him or anything. But
oh, it's great live. I saw his very first solo concert live.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome. It was really good. It was obviously off his face,
yeah,
as he was back then.
Do you remember when he was on The X Factor a few years ago and it looked like his eyes were going to pop out of his skull?
I can't remember that.
He did Bodies, and Harry Hill took him off on TV, but it was hilarious.
All right.
If you can find it on YouTube, go and find it. It was brilliant. What did you get for Christmas then? What did you get for Christmas?
Christmas? I got a PlayStation VR.
Oh, I know you wanted that.
Is it
as good as it sounds?
It's immense. I've waited my whole life to be able to get in and fly an X-Wing from Star Wars.
And you can do that?
And there's a game where you're actually flying an X-Wing through space.
Wow.
And it's one of the most amazing experiences ever. And you look around, and obviously you're using a controller, but you can move your head and look around the cockpit and look to the back of you and stuff. Yeah, there's loads of buttons inside the cockpit, and you can press the buttons.
Wow.
And they all do different things.
How do you press the buttons? On your
controller still.
Right.
So you look around with your head, and the button that you're looking at, you press the button on your
right,
controller.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Have you seen Rogue One yet?
No, still not seen that.
I've heard mixed things about it, actually. It's supposed to be good.
For the first kind of week it came out, I didn't hear a good thing about it. And then Carrie Fisher went and died, and everyone's like, oh,
yeah,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, 2016 was not finished by the time it came off air, was it?
No. And it got a mum as well.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very sad. Very sad end to the year.
Speaking of killing things, did you see Pointless Celebrities last night?
Excellent segue. No, I didn't, but I saw your status update.
I want people to realise how bad it was. To close out the show...
I was actually Googling it as you got in the car, and then I was like, right, hey mate, how you doing? And then we set off, but no, I didn't get a chance to see it.
To close out the show, they had Mika. Do you remember Mika?
Yeah, excellent voice.
Yeah, Big Girls, You Are Beautiful thing.
That's the one,
Grace Kelly and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a cover of Piano Man to close out Pointless Celebrities.
By the same Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Was it Billy Joel or Billy? I don't know. One of the Billies.
Yeah. Not Idol or Fury.
Either Ocean or Elliot. Yeah, he murdered it. He murdered Piano Man live on television.
Why did they do that then? Because Pointless never do anything like that.
It was apparently a Radio 2 special, so all of the celebrities were Radio 2 personalities, including Annika Rice, who I didn't even know she was on Radio 2.
From Treasure Hunt?
Yeah.
She on Radio 2?
Apparently.
Wow, okay.
Craig Charles was on it, and then...
You
had all your usual kind of Joe Wiley and all that nonsense.
Oh, I'll have to watch that and catch up then. There's loads of things been on, actually, over Christmas, but you just don't get a chance to watch it all, do you?
No. Yeah. I think Christmas now, you just watch, like, the year's wipe, so 2016 wipe, that was fun. And then Philomena Kunk doing Philomena Kunk on Christmas.
You've got to say that very carefully. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That was a very interesting programme. I do love... She's just brilliant at satirising that whole kind of documentary thing.
Well, there was a you mentioned 2016 White. That was Charlie Brooker,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was a Christmas special on for Inside Number 9.
Oh, yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
We watched it on iPlayer. I thought it was really, really good.
It's always good. It gets you
right at the end. It gets you every time. Derek Jacobi was doing the sort of narration piece, as it were.
Yeah,
but really, really, really good. Really clever as well. Filmed all in 4:3, so it was set in the '70s, and to all intents and purposes, you were watching a '70s.
No, I really enjoyed kind of the whole look and feel and the story and everything. Really good.
And there's another series as well for this year.
Yes, brilliant. Did you see Sherlock?
Shaking my head down, the microphone doesn't work.
That programme
has
gone right up its own backside.
Has it? Well,
yeah, it was a truly awful episode.
Oh, well, there was one of those shows where it's like the best detective ever thing, where it takes you through all the different programmes.
With all the talking heads some 90s comedian that you no longer see anymore.
It was Sue Johnston narrated it, but Sherlock was voted as the nation's favourite detective.
I love Sherlock.
I've not seen the BBC adaptation. I've only seen the films with Robert Downey Jr. So I've not seen
the worst ones.
Well, the first one was all right.
No, they're not Sherlock for me. No.
Well, the BBC one's got a great rep, hasn't it?
The first two series of the BBC Sherlock, the latest ones are just brilliant. Like the first episode of Sherlock when it came back was just amazing, and then the last two series have just been awful. There's one on tonight, and I don't know if I can be bothered to watch it.
Right, really? Okay. Is it gone a bit like Doctor Who?
Yeah, yeah. It's very much the same thing. It's just gone up its own backside. It's trying to be too clever.
Yeah.
Because the whole premise of this Sherlock, like Elementary in the States, it's a modern day Sherlock Holmes. So all the Sherlock Holmes in the past has always been in Victorian times, as the books were.
Yeah, he uses like a mobile phone and stuff in the modern day ones.
And that's it. And it's all done on screen and stuff. And it's just trying to be too clever for its own good now.
Well, let us know what you think if you've watched it. One thing I was very excited about was Jonathan Creek. There was a Christmas special on of Jonathan Creek.
I watched that as well.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
And think it was a bit strange?
Again, I don't think it's what it used to be.
I think ever since Madeleine McKellen left the show, Caroline Quentin's character, it's been a bit. It's not had quite the same dynamic. But the story was a bit weird because he no longer lives in the windmill, and he actually ended up murdering somebody, which was sort of forgotten about quite quickly. So I was with it up until then, and then the Twitter reaction sort of went a similar way. It was all a bit...
Yeah, it wasn't that
great. How can that happen? The story was good, but yeah.
Oh, I hear that you finished Westworld as well.
Oh, yeah, eventually. Eventually. And I have to say, I was quite disappointed with it.
That's my favourite show of last year, that. It was brilliant.
It was... Maybe I just need things explaining a bit better.
I was speaking to our friend Faith yesterday about
yeah,
it, and she...
I watched it with her.
She
yeah.
didn't get it, I know that. Bless her.
Well, as it... I mean, I think Anthony Hopkins' character had sort of engineered the whole thing, but... Yeah. No.
And then once you get into your head that you're watching like more than two timelines as well, and the main guy character that went off with Dolores in the earlier timeline becomes the Man in Black.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that.
That penny dropped, but then it was all just a bit confusing. I think maybe it didn't help that we'd missed out two episodes in the middle.
Yeah, that could.
Could have had something to do with it.
Yeah, affect your enjoyment of the show, seeing it's so intricately wound around itself.
Well, what had happened is Faith had recorded two lots. She'd recorded it on Sky Atlantic and then on Sky Atlantic Plus One. So I've gone, right, we must be on that one. And then we've missed two episodes out in the middle.
Oh, well.
So maybe it's sort of our fault. Yeah. Anyway, got some cracking music lined up for today. What have we got, James? We've got a bit of Polka Dodge and others.
Yeah, Polka Dodge. They've put some of their stuff on iTunes and whatever, so I thought we'd give them a play. We've got a new band, Beware of Echoes. Interesting song. We've got some Judas, some Chiefs, and to start us off today, we've got Pelosa, which is a great new band, well, newish band, of several people from older bands. So it's a good ensemble piece.
Okay, here we go then. Kicking off with 2017.
It's Pelosa with Melodramatica.
Tweet us at The Squeak.
Now.
So, right, get this. Do you remember Screaming Maldini?
I do.
Great Sheffield band, Cats for Peru, short stories. So Pelosa are made up of Gareth from Screaming Maldini, Adam from Cats for Peru, and Dan from Short Stories.
Wow, okay. So new in the last, what, sort of few weeks?
They've been around for quite a while, but this is, like, the first biggish release, I guess.
This is the awesome.
First they're kind of entering people's consciousness. But yeah, they've put an album together which is all sounding really good. I quite like it. It's something different.
Well, just on new music, we've been sort of like talking about it for a while, but some of the guys that were in Monarchy are going to be, releasing some new stuff under the name
Romantics.
Of View Romantics.
Yeah.
Now, do you reckon that's a take on New Romantics?
I would imagine so.
Just putting
somehow.
It out there.
Yeah. I don't know what gives you that idea at all. But speaking to them, like, the part of their music that I always liked was that kind of electronic styling.
Yeah, they had their own sound and I really liked it.
Yeah, so they're going a bit more, hopefully, down that electronic styling. New single out in the next couple of weeks, I think, and then they're doing a tour.
Wow. Do you think we'll be getting hold of that? Because that would be cool.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely get hold of that. And
we say we, I mean you.
Give that a spin.
They'll be sending it to you.
But it's obviously the lads from Monarchy and Sam Christie from formerly of Stop Drop Robot.
Stop Drop Robot, yeah.
Who's just amazing at the minute. He's putting gigs on everywhere. I think last year he put on something like 200 and odd gigs.
Really?
Because there was over the course of the year.
There was the big one in Wales where a lot of the Sheffield
Festival. Which I can see, I can picture it in my head, but I can't remember the name of.
No, I can't.
Oh, well. Yeah.
But yeah, it was that one. It was that one in Wales.
Yeah. Which they brought a lot of Sheffield bands down to and brought, did a few gigs in Sheffield based on that lineup as well. It was good all round.
Awesome. So are they set up on, you know, all the usual places?
Oh, yeah. As always. I don't think bands generally aren't on Facebook and Twitter and stuff now. Facebook, Twitter and Instagram is where you'll find them all nowadays.
It's just too much to keep up with, isn't it?
Yeah. I've literally, like, over Christmas, I turned off kind of all notifications and everything and just reclaiming my life back a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I ended up, because I had a birthday, as I do every year, but over Christmas and New Year, so I thought the easiest way to do it, other than texting everybody, would just be to set up a Facebook invite.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, quite easy.
Yeah, and then I bet you get people moaning that they're not on Facebook.
Well, no, because he just didn't know about it. So it was fine. You know, the main people were like would have known anyway, so it didn't really matter.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no, it was really good. Went for a few drinks around town and stuff, and yeah, it was very successful. And the social media worked in that case.
Yeah. But so where did he go to?
Well, but then the thing is, after that, then you've got to thank everybody for the birthday messages, who have only been reminded it's your birthday because of Facebook and not because they knew anyway.
Well, that's it. The thing is, this whole kind of birthdays thing on Facebook, it really does my head in because it's people that, A, wouldn't necessarily have wished you a happy birthday anyway.
Wouldn't care less.
B, wouldn't have known it was your birthday. It's just forced interaction.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Facebook can go to hell.
So much so that my dad forgot and didn't send me one until New Year's Day, I don't think.
All right.
So there you go. Yeah, lovely. My sister's not even given me a birthday card. 2 years in a row.
I don't do birthday cards. I think it's just commercialised rubbish. You give some. It's like wrapping paper. Right?
Yeah.
Wrapping paper. You're basically giving somebody something to rip off and throw in the bin.
Yeah, but
away.
It's nice, isn't it, opening a present?
Yeah, you can still open a bag or something. I like to get gift bags, so it still looks
a
bit.
No, you want to rip it. You want to rip it off in excitement, and then get these, you know, lovely pair of socks or whatever.
No.
Yeah,
it's just pointless. Cards pointless. It's something they look at. They go, oh, thanks, and then you feel obliged to write some kind of message inside. It's just rubbish. Just people open it up, put it on the mantelpiece for a week, and then it's gone.
Yeah, just goes in the blue bin or whatever.
I'd rather spend that couple of quid on something that they actually would like. And
oh, but I got nothing though. I got nothing.
Got nothing?
No, not from my sister. No.
Well,
nothing.
Maybe she doesn't like you.
Maybe, but I think that's been the case for the last 27 years. So
fair
some
enough.
Things never change. But no, one thing that was really good, went to London over New Year for my birthday, and as luck would have it, stumbled upon the what was the London Film Museum, which is now all James Bond exhibits, called James Bond in Motion or Bond in Motion.
All right, is that the BFI or the?
Maybe, I don't know.
All right,
it's near the embankment anyway,
on the South Bank. BFI. Yeah.
Okay, but he was there. And just looking for somewhere to go and have something to eat. I'm like, oh, James Bond in Motion. So I went in there, 14 and a half quid, so not cheap, but I thought it's my birthday. I had some birthday money.
That is cheap for London. London attraction.
Well, we went in some of the places like you know, the National Gallery and British Museum, which are free.
Yeah.
So it seemed expensive, but it was really good because they'd got all the cars from all the films.
Nice.
They got like all the aircraft and bikes and jetpacks and stuff. And if you're into Bond, go, because it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So just happened to stumble upon that, and it was great.
That's really good. Yeah. Something I wouldn't mind going to.
What's your favourite Bond film of the 24 or whatever?
I still, even though it's not the best Bond and it's not necessarily the best of anything, but GoldenEye is.
Oh, I like GoldenEye.
One of my favourites.
I think my favourite is The Spy Who Loved Me, Roger Moore.
Yeah, Roger Moore was good.
It had the amphibious car, which was brilliant. It had the boat, it had the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Notice how nobody's mentioned Quantum of Solace, that quality piece of film.
Well, it's funny because when we got back, we were sort of like in Bond mode. So we watched all the Daniel Craigs. Because I weren't a big fan of Spectre. We watched that again and I thought, actually, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as I first thought. But then again, it was more hyped when it came out.
Yeah.
It's all about bringing Blofeld back in it.
Yeah.
That's all it's about. There's no real story there. But watch Quantum of Solace again, and I thought, actually, it's not that bad.
It is much better the second time around.
Quantum of Solace or Spectre, I thought Quantum of Solace was rubbish, and you're like, let's watch it. I'm like, And we did. I actually made that face, which thankfully you can't see on the radio. and we watched it, it was really good. But I think Skyfall is by far the best one of his.
Nah, Casino Royale.
There's not much in it.
I don't think that could be topped out of the Daniel Craig's.
I don't know. The defibrillator in the car sort of dampened that a bit.
Yeah.
Because we don't all have them, do we?
It wasn't just as bad as the gimmicks that Pierce Brosnan got towards the end of his
tenure. We watched Die Another Day the other night, and that gets worse every time I watch it.
Yeah.
If it's not the invisible car, it's the mirror that can destroy the world with harnessing the light from the sun and all that rubbish. But then, DNA transplants always up there with the far-fetchedness.
Yeah. And but then you look back to the 80s and they had a hover gondola, and there's always been weird stuff in Bond films.
Hover gondola?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
It was one of the Roger Moore ones. There was a hover gondola.
Gondola?
Yeah. It was a gondola that went across the...
Yeah. Hover gondola.
Have you?
It must have been the Man with the Golden Gun or Live and Let Die, something like that.
One of them, yeah.
I think Pierce Brosnan had the most far-fetched ones, but they're not sure whether Daniel Craig is going to do another one, are they?
I kind of hope they don't, and I hope that Sam Mendes doesn't. I think someone else needs to do it.
I don't think he's going to do another one, is he?
Yeah. It's like as I said earlier, Sherlock. They should give that away to someone else rather than Moffat and Gatiss.
Yeah, yeah. Moffat's writing everything at the minute, isn't he? So.
Yeah. Well, he's stepped down as. Doctor Who now.
Thank God. Yeah. 5 years of rubbish.
We're getting Chris Chibnall instead to write that, who is obviously the writer of Broadchurch.
Forget it. First one was good. Anyway, what were you... Sorry, I interrupted you there. You were going to say something.
No, I was just thinking, do you remember the Adam and Joe show?
No.
Right, okay. Well, great.
In a word, no. Well, I've never even heard of it.
The guys from that show did, when Quantum of Solace was announced, and everyone was like, what's that title? It's just weird. They did a spoof theme tune, which you can get on YouTube, so go and look for the, I think it's a Joe Cornish Quantum of Solace theme. It's brilliant.
Well, the Quantum of Solace theme, which was actually by Jack White and Alicia Keys, is probably among the worst Bond songs ever.
Yes, yeah.
It sounds at one point like she's shouting in pain.
She probably was.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Anyway.
Carl Maloney says, Bond, he doesn't like that. Sherlock, he doesn't like that. And Doctor Who, he doesn't like that.
And when we say doesn't like that, Carl's chosen different words. Should we have a bit of Polka Dodge?
Yes, indeed. These are just released some of their stuff on iTunes, so let's give this a play, All in My Head.
hearing what you're saying. I know, I need time, I just need to get away.
This is Sheffield Live.
And that was Polka Dodge.
It was.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Dave has sent us a message saying that Roger Moore is the best.
See, we were just saying off mic there, I think Pierce Brosnan's the best because I grew up with him. Obviously, when Dave was my age, well, you're Dave's age, aren't you?
Yeah. So
when you were like my age, growing up with Bond,
even then, the best Bond is still Sean Connery. You can't beat Sean Connery as
I don't think his Bond films were that good, though, to be honest. Let us know what you think on Twitter, not you, Carl, because you obviously don't, you hate it.
From memory, I think the first person to play Bond was Bob Holness, formerly of Blockbusters.
Yeah. Oh, and can I just say, the Blockbusters board game is an absolute triumph.
Right, okay.
Went round to our friend Dave and Joanne's on New Year's Day. Just turned up, didn't, you know, uninvited. Yeah. And they'd got the Blockbusters board game from as a Christmas present from Next, I think. It's brilliant. So simple.
I'm sure I had that growing up.
You just, oh no, there's a new one now.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
Because all the questions then will be like, somebody will say, no, I've got the original Blockbusters game. There's a question about the Berlin Wall, which, not, you know, got knocked down in 1989 or whatever. But yeah, the board game's brilliant. You just get you get some boards, like with letters on,
yeah,
and then you get the corresponding cards and stuff and like a little egg timer. And cool. You get to do a gold run. It's great.
Yeah,
fun for hours.
Did you see the Saturday Night Takeaway controversy?
Oh, God, yeah.
They brought
the board game out, and some of the questions were like, had ridiculous answers. Something like the moon was 225 miles away from Earth or something.
Instead of like 230,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't know what happened there.
Somebody's... Carl Maloney's got the Ghostbusters Monopoly board game.
I'm not allowed to play Monopoly.
I've got the Simpsons Monopoly at home. Do you not about three Monopolies?
I was going to say, do you not think they've sort of made it a bit daft? They made a Sheffield one, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And there was a bit of a controversy there, because I think at the time, Sheffield United were in the Premier League or something.
Yeah, so
and Bramall Lane's worth more on the board than Hillsborough.
Yeah.
Cretins.
How well are United doing at the minute, by the way?
Top of League One.
Yeah.
Won again yesterday, 4-2.
Yeah, just they're doing well. And long may it continue.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be good.
Until they play Wednesday.
And, well, obviously,
then,
yeah.
Then long may it not continue.
for 90 minutes. But no, it'd be good, wouldn't it, to have a derby again?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it been now, 3 years?
It's been too long. That's the thing. Like, there's obviously the rivalry, and some people take it too far. But I think in everybody's heads, everybody wants a derby. And particularly, it'd be great if it was a Premier League Sheffield derby.
Sure, yeah. When was the last time that happened? Well, never in the Premier League, has it? There has been in the top flight before.
No, they were both in the Premier League at the same time, in the 90s.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I think Wednesday and United were both founding clubs in the Premier League, weren't they?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think
I
United
could be
were.
Wrong with that. But
I didn't think United were.
But I'm sure that Wednesday United had a Premier League derby.
But I'm sure Carlton Maloney will, and I'm expecting an imminent tweet. Let's see if you can Google it quicker than he can tweet us in.
Yeah, let's have a race.
But no, I'm not allowed to play Monopoly because I tend to take it a little bit too seriously.
Right, in what way?
Well, it all boils down to when me and my brother used to play, and he used to cheat. He used to make deals, like shady deals with people.
Oh, right, okay.
And it just didn't sit well with me. So, no, Blockbuster's a great game. But, yeah, I think he was the first person to play Bond. And then was it not David Niven in some sort of...
Yeah,
I think that was the
Casino Royale, the comedy version.
Yeah.
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 But there was also, from memory, there was an American TV movie based on Bond as well.
Right. Because originally, they approached Patrick McGoohan of The Prisoner fame, and he
yes,
turned it down.
Yeah. Which I can understand.
He went a bit mad, didn't he, after The Prisoner, because he got that much negative feedback about the end.
Well, The Prisoner was just bizarre. It
kept you going all the way through the series, and then I think he thought, I'm going to end this, and
yeah.
Then he sort of went all a bit philosophical about it, and it was rubbish.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my opinion,
it was. Wednesday United have played two derbies in the Premier League. Well, two seasons, 92-93 and 93-94.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, they were both founding clubs of the Premier League.
In my defence, I was two, so don't know my Premier League history.
And you're still not much older now.
Physically, not mentally. Anyway, yeah, obviously it's January, everybody's overindulged at Christmas and whatnot. Are you on any sort of health kick, James? Long shot?
Not necessarily health kick,
no.
But I have bitten the bullet and bought a Nutribullet.
Oh, right. Is that one of them things that you chuck a load of stuff in and it blends itself and then you drink it?
Yeah, it's amazing. You make, like, smoothies with it and, like... It's basically, I've always known that I don't get enough fruit and veg.
Sure.
So, because you're supposed to have five a day, according to the British. That in Scandinavia, they say you're supposed to have 10 different portions of fruit and veg a day. So,
wow,
we obviously don't get enough in this country. And so, yeah, I just bought one, and like that's my lunch now. And it's
yeah,
really
well,
good.
They say with the Nutribullet, because it's got that much stuff in it and it's quite filling, you can use it as a meal replacement,
yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah. But what I'm doing, cause you have to balance it out between what you're getting as well as for the flavour, because you can put a load of stuff in and it tastes rubbish.
Mm.
But like a few chunks of spinach and then like loads of frozen vegetables. Not
frozen?
Frozen fruit.
Oh, right, okay.
So like berries and strawberries and banana and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And then some nuts, a few nuts, and then some seeds, some flax and chia seeds.
Is it not a massive faff?
Takes about 5 minutes.
Well, that's not too bad.
Just throw it all in. You add water or almond milk or something like that. Screw the blade thing on and then just put it on and just whiz it.
So you're liking it then?
Yeah, yeah. It's really good. I would recommend it.
Well, I've got one of them. I'm doing one of those... I'm just basically just trying to eat healthier stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, white meat instead of red and all that bag of mashings. I feel a bit better for it, but we're doing Dry January. And I did...
Again?
I did. Well...
Who does Dry January? What's the point in it?
You say again. Last year I did 10 days.
Yeah.
I went up to my friend Kathy's and she forced me to have a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah. Kicking and screaming.
So, yeah. This year it's going to be the full month, I'm determined.
Yeah.
because I drank so much over. I had 2 weeks off at Christmas. It was Christmas, so, birthday, New Year.
It's the same as everything. Just everything in moderation.
Yeah. Paul Sellers has left the window open again, by the way.
Yeah, and the sirens going past. I wonder what kind of emergency is happening in Sheffield. Maybe there's been some kind of crime at the train station.
Probably Roz is late for the lunch. Jan Health Kicks. Let us know if you're on a Jan Health Kick. You're not a big fan of the... Oh, I've just had a bottle of Luke's Aid Zero Orange, by the way, which is sin-free on Slimmer's World.
Yeah, you told me this earlier, and just... I don't get all this kind of stuff. Like, all these Weight Watchers and all that stuff, and, like, Slimmer's World, and... Why don't you just, instead of paying somebody to tell you that you're fat, right, why don't you look in a mirror and then decide, make the decision yourself to eat less and move more?
Well, that's the thing, innit? I think a lot of the Weight Watchers and Slimmer's World stuff is actually being educated about what's in your food. Because some people are oblivious, yeah, aren't they? They don't know.
Well, one thing that, so I've seen, like, I do a lot of reading of stuff like Reddit and whatever. And
you,
like,
love Reddit, don't you?
I love Reddit, you it's love great. It. But, like, you see, when you mention food, like, Americans generally know what's going into everything that they eat. They know all about the portions.
Americans
calories.
Do? Yeah, yeah. Why do they eat so much food, then?
God knows.
They eat loads.
Exactly. But like, the majority of Americans that I see, they're taught what the nutritional stuff is, like, on the side of the packets and stuff like that.
Sure.
And I just don't think that we have that in this country where people know what they're eating and... What again?
Well, I know a lot of the soft drinks companies and confectionery companies now, they're recognising that consumers understand a certain language, and they're making the the traffic light system that you get down the side tells you how much fat and sugar and stuff. They're moving that so it's more prominent to help people make more of an informed decision, because people don't always know, do they?
Just take sugars out of stuff.
Well, I know one soft drinks company's taking half the sugar out because consumers are saying that's what they want now. Yeah. They want a more healthier option.
Yeah. Which is good for, like, the smoothie thing, because fruit has natural sugars in it. So
exactly, yeah. So you don't need to add any sugar.
You don't need to add anything. Yeah. And it's a nice drink in itself.
Indeed.
I'm a convert of the Nutribullet-ness.
Well, there you go. There you go. You don't work for them, do you? You're not doing anything on the side.
It's no, just but if they want to send me free stuff, then...
By all means, yeah. New sponsor for the podcast, by the way. Maybe.
Maybe. Shall we approach them and find out?
Yeah, yeah, why not? I don't think they're going to approach us somehow, but you never know. the podcast is will be kicking off again. iTunes and Acast, search for The Squeaks, easy to do it. Subscribe and it'll just pull straight in.
The 2 hours of Carl Maloney ranting will be on now, I think.
Did you manage to find the other half? Because one of it was missing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've went on this morning and found it. So.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah,
and then when Carl reminded me this morning, I put it together, and
it's basically 2 hours of me trying to keep Carl Maloney in check.
I've not properly listened to it yet, to be honest. I've just heard little clips. It's quite funny.
A few mild swear words.
He's been getting around, hasn't he? He's been
pouring himself
out a bit.
Conquering the world. He's been on BBC Introducing with Christine Carlisle.
Yeah.
Of Don't Tell the Bride fame.
Indeed he is, yeah.
I'm sure
that's not the most famous thing he's ever done.
No, but. Probably not. No, definitely not. Congratulations, Carl. On the radio again. He's on the radio more than we are.
Yeah. I've not heard this this episode yet, but it's on iPlayer, so I'm going to give it a shufty tomorrow.
If you follow Carl on any social media platform, there will be a link there to it, so knock yourself out.
Yeah, indeed.
And just while we're mentioning the January Health Kick, we must give a big shout out to our friend Dave, who owns the Blockbuster board game. He has quit smoking.
Yes, well done.
Yeah, awesome.
I just wish more people would.
It's a lot nicer when you're not sat with, you know, smoke in your face.
It's just the smell.
Yeah.
It's like it just clings to people's clothes and stuff. And even though they have to go outside now, they still smell of it when they come back in. And
yeah, it's awful, isn't it? Everything just smells of smoke.
It's bad for you. Again, it's the same as like wrapping paper and stuff like that in terms of pointless things. You're basically breathing in poison that will eventually kill you.
Smoking, not wrapping paper, obviously.
Both, yeah. Well, I'm sure if you smoked wrapping paper, then that could kill you.
Oh, right, yeah, I see, yeah. Tesco Finest had a bad time with their wrapping paper.
All right.
Because it was covered in glitter, and people that bought it and used it had glitter everywhere.
Well, that might be the wrapping paper I got on one of my presents this year, because I was literally covered from head to foot.
See, that's why you hate wrapping paper. It's Tesco's fault, not wrapping paper in general, is it?
No, it's still wrapping paper.
Let's have another song. Who's this?
Beware of Echoes. New,
okay.
New band.
Oh, right.
So sit back, chill out, relax, and enjoy this rather interesting song.
Yeah, and don't let the wrapping paper thing do your head in. Just chill.
And stop smoking.
They sound familiar.
Yes, Beware of Echoes. They've just launched on the 1st of January, debut single, which is out on the 10th of February, and their first ever debut gig is headlining at the Leadmill on Saturday the 11th of February.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Ticket info? Is it free? No?
No, it's... No.
Won't be at the Leadmill.
Some pounds.
Literally thousands of pence.
Yes. Well, hundreds at least. Hundreds of pence.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, hundreds.
So
we've not got a good track record for maths on this show.
So, the 11th of February at the Leadmill, if you would like to go and see that.
Beware of Echoes.
Yes.
Not Ordinance.
No, definitely not.
Different completely.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending that in to us. And if you know anybody that's in a band or you are in a band and you want to get your music played, send it in to us. We would love to play it.
Yeah.
Would it be fair to say we'll play anything?
Pretty much, as long as it doesn't have the swears in.
Yeah,
yeah. You can send it as with swears, and then we'll try and edit it out. If you have a radio version.
Yeah, that'd be preferable. Or otherwise, we'll put a really high-pitched beep in there.
Yeah, which
will,
scares people to death.
Well, me, really.
Yeah. It's half the fun of doing it, to be honest.
Yeah, there's been two songs in with Nyon Stops in the middle, which you haven't told me about.
Yeah.
But I've not reacted.
Although the Sheaves song that we got coming up last today, that does have a word in it, I think.
Well, I hope it's got a lot of words in.
Yes,
it's not the instrumental version. I see what you mean.
It's got a few lyrics.
Ah. Okay.
Nearly that, yeah.
Well, you know, tweet us, let us know if and when you hear anything. Cool. So send us your tracks in. You can email them to thesqueak@sheffieldlive.org, or you can find the upload links through Twitter and Facebook at thesqueak.com/thesqueak. Yeah. DJ1.co.uk, there's an uploader on there.
Yeah, indeed.
Please send us stuff in. Have we had any new stuff being sent over the festive period? You know, a lot of the guys have been off, haven't they?
Obviously, we've had Pelosa that we played earlier, Beware of Echoes uploaded theirs. Judas, who are up next.
Judas.
I don't know why I said it like that earlier. they uploaded theirs as well. They're supposedly one of the biggest up-and-coming live bands.
Judas?
I've not seen them live yet.
All right.
I've had them recommended to me by about 15 different people.
Fan Davidoze. Well, that one's on next.
Yeah.
Before we get there, though, there's quite a plethora of musical talent in the Celebrity Big Brother house this year. Have you been partaking in the viewership?
It's been on in the background whilst I've been reading Reddit.
So yeah. You've been watching it then?
In the background. Ray's been watching it and I've been sat there.
I didn't even read it. For some reason, I know it's on every January, but I'd forgotten it was on and managed to catch it. And there's quite some characters in. Ray J's in this year's series. And they reckon he's been paid about 800,000 quid to go in.
$1 million.
Yeah. That's a lot of dosh.
Well, apparently, did you watch Friday's show?
Yes.
Arguably
the biggest talent to come out of Ireland, Jedward. Have entered the house. Funnily enough, actually, Edward. They were obviously the quite boisterous boys, and they were bouncing around and joking with the audience. Edward.
Well, they're not boys anymore.
25.
Yeah,
they're 25.
Grow up, you.
Well, which you know, if you're 2 or 3 years old, you can sort of shake a knock off, can't you? But Edward's actually done his back in because he fell into the audience against a metal barrier.
No, it's just a shame there wasn't a spike there.
I thought I'm a spy.
And then they sang a song.
It's the latest single. I think it's called. Is it called Hologram?
Something like that. It was rather interesting. It was only slightly better than Mika's version of Piano Man on Celebrity Pointless.
Oh, so it was better then. That's something. So there's quite a varied. Well, it's all stars versus new stars. So it's former celebrity housemates versus. New, well, not new, but celebrities that we haven't seen in the house before.
Well, apparently, you know how they've been saying all week, two new celebrity housemates going in?
Yeah.
And then it ended up being Jedward. Apparently, there was supposed to be somebody else, and they had to fill the time, which is why they gave them the song to sing. Because from what I understand...
Because they've gone in as one housemate. I was expecting another one, yeah.
Apparently, it was supposedly going to be that Jonathan Caban, is it? The best friend of Kim Kardashian, who was in one of the previous series.
Oh, that annoys me. That's not a real person. Not a real person. Obviously, it's a real person. Not a real celebrity. Oh, mates with somebody or other.
Apparently, they wanted him to go in to confront Ray J about the Kim Kardashian sex tape thing.
Right.
And he flew into London last week, apparently, and talks broke down after he found out that Ray J was getting paid $1 million.
He wanted to match it, or whatever.
He wanted more and demanded over £100,000 per episode, apparently.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You don't pay by episode, do you, in The Big Brother, because you don't know how long you're going to be in.
Exactly.
But there's also a bit of history between Ray J and Stacey, because they were both friends with, he was dating Whitney and she was friends and they had a bit of an argument and then she died.
She killed Whitney Houston.
She didn't kill Whitney Houston, we can't say that. But yeah.
She didn't.
There's a bit, I think the producers were hoping that they'd get a bit of airtime with that, so.
Yeah.
Interesting house this year.
Yeah.
Living legend James Cosmo, of course, that was in Game of Thrones.
He is a bit of a legend. He was also in Braveheart and all that.
Sure.
Nonsense. The least Scottish man ever.
Judas.
Yeah, let's give this one a try because, as I say, these are supposedly one of the best live bands on the scene at the minute.
Just 10 minutes for us to go and then we're off. Let us know what you think about Judas.
This is Sheffield Live.
We'll face down in the gutter, but I wouldn't have you any other way. She likes to party,
live life in the fast lane.
Youth of the Young Age by Judas.
I Judas. Really like that.
Judas.
Just Judas. Just Judas.
Impale my foot on a spike.
Yes. Yeah, so look forward to seeing them because they're on the list to see.
Yeah, so it says London in the bio, but we're reckoning a bit closer. He sounds local, the lead singer, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure the man. Northern, but their bio says London. Okay. Who knows?
Who knows?
Or even cares?
Well, I don't know. A bit harsh. A big weekend of sport. The Mickey Lakeside Darts has started on Channel 4 this year. BBC have lost the rights.
Yes.
Well, they've actually dropped the rights, decided not to carry it on. And Channel 4 have picked them up.
Yeah, and haven't ITV got the racing and stuff as well now? It's all yep. moving about.
Yep, and it's obviously their FA Cup weekend as well. Wednesday are playing at Middlesbrough, kicking off in about 5 minutes' time, just Indeed. As we leave.
That's the magic of the FA Cup right there, isn't it? Middlesbrough, what a draw.
I know, yeah, it could have been a better draw. But, you know, there's a lot of teams still in it. It'd be nice to have a bit of a cup run, because we've never really had one, have we?
No. I did see yesterday, like, Lincoln took 5,000 fans down to Ipswich.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
And ground out a 2-2 draw.
They were in front twice as well. There's been some shocks. Five Premier League teams have gone out. Not very good ones. West Brom, Stoke, Bournemouth, all gone out.
All the nonsense Premier League teams.
Yeah.
Why do they exist, those teams?
You can't really say that, either. They got to be some teams, aren't they?
Yeah, there's got to be some teams to lose all the time.
Yeah.
Be uninteresting and just middle about in the table.
Mark Hughes teams.
Yes, very much so. You've got a really squeaky chair, have you noticed that?
No, I can't hear it. Is it? Well, if I make it squeak, it'll make lots of noise.
It seems to have stopped now you started trying to make it squeak. How weird.
There you go.
Oh, well.
The joy of the chairs in the Sheffield Life studio. Yeah, back next week, same time, 2 o'clock. No, yes. DJ Ski. He's away in Vietnam.
Yes. He's been everywhere, hasn't he, recently?
Oh, he's a travelling man. Nice. Travelling man. What's the last song we're going to kick off with then before we end?
Sheafs, the new single from Sheafs. Really like this. They just put this out at the end of December. It's called Nobody's Watching.
Have a great week next week, guys, and we will be back on Sunday. Thanks for listening. Catch us on the podcast.
Ta-ra and that.
See you later.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.